He was considered a well-to-do and a good liver. He was born and raised in my city, but grown an orphan boy. He married a woman that was 17 years older than he was, and a teacher. And mother, I said, father whipped him when he was a boy. He later on became one of the wealthiest men and the most useful men in our community. He owned and operated a big general merchandise store of that day and time. Had like anything that the old farmer needed in the store, two stores high. And also he owned and operated a cotton gin and a sawmill and a grist mill. Mm-hmm. And owned quite a bit of wealth and wealth money when he died. That's right. That's put that in.
Would you tell me how you'd start a fire in a fireplace?
Strike a match and sometimes it'd go out.
I wonder, what would you use first?
Well, sometimes the coal oil, just to...
But see, in them old fireplaces in the wintertime, people that stayed home and didn't go nowhere. The fire never did go out in the
first
place.
Just kept it going.
And we kept it calling Leona a backlog.
Big
stick old behind and kept part all night.
Bury a big stick and put ashes on it every morning. The next morning there was a bed of coal. And you didn't have nothing to do but put you some kindling on.
What kind of kindling did you use? What kind of wood did you use for kindling?
Oh, any kind of dry willow, the shaving of any kind of dry.
Or last or something off an old building. If you had good dry wood, it would burn without any kindling.
Did you ever hear of fat pine used?
There's a pine knots that would burn awful good.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham Lincoln got a lot of his studying over a fire of pine knots.
Give a lot of light.
They'd give better light maybe than others.
Somebody told me they used to go hunting with pine knots.
Just don't know about that. I saw one time a grease lamp. I never see but one, and didn't know what it was. That's what it was. And the fellow couldn't talk plain. It's a grease lamp.
Nice.
Looked like a saucer with a handle to it, like a sugar bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Handle like a teacup. Handle on one side, the other end had a spout to it like a sugar bowl. But that grease would get in there and put the grease in that saucer and then put a wick in there about so long, reach out the mouth of that lip of the thing, you might call a lip, where the sugar pours out at. And that burned for burn up all the grease water in the lamp. It wouldn't catch fire.
Really, is it
carry it around.
That's right.
It was really a wick down through
there. Thank
goodness.
The wick didn't have any, we just laid on top of it.
I never seen one.
What did you call the things that held up the logs in the fireplace?
Dog irons. Dog irons.
I didn't happen to see it yesterday.
A piece of one. I'm sure that it's
Did you ever have a scuttle for coal or wood? Did you have any kind of metal thing that you could carry, keep wood or coal in?
We have a pasteboard box where I would keep our wood in, like
we
that.
We lived in a good place. No, we didn't never burn coal, but one year and that's the year we was
dead. And we had a coal
in. In a bucket.
Uh-huh.
Coal stove, we would call,
make a
burn coal on it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You bring the coal in the bucket.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't have none. Don't look like
it.
The coal miners don't go back to
the
earth.
Yeah, they're really worried about that, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't even know what it is. If there ever be another, it's going to be right different. It's going to kill us nearly all, but just me and her.
Uh-huh.
Nobody don't know how to live without everything. We're going to have anything.